Consider your own redemption. It was promised to you. It's been promised over and over by your baptism. Jesus promised us eternal salvation. We've all been promised to have eternal life. But when we receive Holy Communion in the Holy Eucharist, remember the words of consecration of Jesus' blood from the wine, where he says, "Take and drink. This is the chalice of my blood, which will be shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins." We were promised forgiveness. We have to believe in our redemption. Somehow it's awfully hard to believe in that redemption. Let me take you back through a few reflections. Let's reflect on baptism. This last weekend, the gospel was from the beginning of St. Mark. And in it, Mark is telling us about John the Baptist, and we recall what John was doing. John was preaching repentance from sin. He was telling people to repent. And then when they repented, he gave them a baptism in the River Jordan. That was not our baptism. That was an ancient practice of an external symbol of an internal reality. They brought it to the party. They repented of their sins, and the outward sign was a hope that they would be forgiven. But it's not a sacrament. Fast forward to the last paragraph of the last chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, when Jesus says to the 11 that he's now commissioning the church and sending them forth, "Go and make disciples of all nations. Teach them everything I've commanded you, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Remember, the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus at the point of John's baptism. So our baptism is everything that John did, but something much more. Redemption. Eternal life. As Catholics, we have to know the difference between John's baptism and our Christian baptism. And it's interesting, the misunderstanding of this becomes a problem for Protestant and Catholic Christians. You've all been challenged. Why do Catholics baptize infants, right? You've heard that question. Nod your head if you're awake, if you've ever heard this, right? Why do Catholics baptize infants? Well, the confusion is, well, don't you have to be a little bit older until you can recognize your sins? That's John's baptism. That's not our baptism. Jesus gives life. Jesus' baptism gives eternal life. When you are baptized, on the day of your baptism, you don't have any sin. You're going to have eternal life. John never did that. He never heard of the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. It was merely an outward sign. Don't get caught in that confusion. Christian baptism gives life. When we give life to a child, we want to give him not only earthly life, but eternal life. And why is this so important today? Because somehow or other, the Immaculate Conception is intimately tied up with our redemption and our baptism. Let me show you how this works. And we go back to the first reading from Genesis. Remember, God made Adam and Eve in his image. In the divine image, he made them. Male and female, he made them in his image. He didn't make death. He didn't make sin. He made them to be partners with him, in friendship with him, in divine friendship with him for eternity. That was the plan. God did not make death. God did not make sin. Now you have to remember that there is only eternal life with God. Separate from God, out in the world, there is no eternal life. You can't have it. It's inconceivable. Why? Because only God is eternal. You can't be in communion, in eternal friendship with God without being with God. And when you separate yourself from God, you lose eternal life. That's the way it works. So what happened in the garden? And we have to remember that Adam and Eve were told, don't do something. You can do anything you want in this house. It's your garden. Do whatever you wish. But don't eat of the fruit of that one tree. And guess what they did? They rebelled. By their rebellion, they sinned. By their sin, they lost friendship with God. By losing friendship with God, in their rebellion, they separated themselves from him. Who separated who from whom? Did God separate himself from them? That didn't happen. They separated themselves from God, and they lost eternal life. Eve denied eternal life to all her children. We're just like them. They're our first parents. That's what the story's all about. And they lost eternal life. And we are exactly like them. That's what we call original sin. Say the words original sin. Original sin. Say it again. Use it in a sentence today. You now own it. We don't talk enough about it. You can't understand the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary unless you understand this story. So God spent the rest of history calling us back. Come back. Come back. Be restored back to me. And finally, he created a woman. And when he made her, in the womb of her mother, he made her without sin. She gave birth to her Creator. And in doing so, was already redeemed. So consider your own redemption. Mary said yes. You heard it in the gospel. She said, I am the servant of the Lord. I'm the maidservant of the Lord. I'm the handmaid of the Lord. Eve never said that. Eve said just the opposite. We call Mary the new Eve. And in doing so, we say the woman who cannot die. Mary was created without sin, therefore she was created without death. Mary couldn't die. That's the importance of the Immaculate Conception. You know how God has given us saints as examples and models to follow how to get into heaven. And these saints are redeemed. Well, the first one was Mary. And she was redeemed in the womb. Now, by our baptism, through her son, Jesus, we have been given sacraments of salvation. And these sacraments make us just like Mary. Everybody in this room is baptized. And through your baptism in the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, you have eternal life. Now, are we still sinners? Of course we are. Jesus anticipated that with a few more sacraments. Like, for instance, in the Holy Eucharist. Remember Jesus said, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood will live forever." We'll have eternal life in him. So by receiving Holy Communion, we share in eternal life and our sins are forgiven. And if it's more serious, remember he gave us the sacrament of confession. And these sacraments make us just like the day of our baptism, like Mary Immaculate. Wow. That's a pretty good plan. The Immaculate Conception is the promise of our future. We need Mary Immaculate because that's our destiny, to live forever with her Son.